Proclamation number 8138 of 29th of March, 1962. The living faith in the work of redemption. You humans are required to have a living faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed humanity from sin and death through his sacrificial death on the cross. And to possess a living faith in him also means to know about the reason for his act of salvation, about the immeasurably great guilt in which all people find themselves due to their past apostasy from God. Then the human being who acknowledges him as God's Son, in whom I was able to embody myself, will consciously carry his guilt under the cross, i.e., he will want to belong to those for whom Jesus died on the cross, for whom he laid down his life, for whom he shed his blood. Thus he will consciously confess Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, and consequently he will also acknowledge me myself, who is in him, who manifested myself in the man Jesus, because he was full of love and acknowledged me myself as the eternal love, completely within himself. But I speak of a living faith, for I am not satisfied with words which the mouth can say but of which the heart knows nothing. And living faith is only the result of love which has thus awakened it to life. A person who endeavors to live in love will also have an inner bond with the one who redeemed him from sin and death. He will devote himself to him in this bond. He will want to belong to him, even if he cannot intellectually assess the full depth of the greatest act of mercy a human being has accomplished on earth. But he will know that without Jesus Christ he would be lost and doomed to eternal death. He will know that he needs him in order to become blessed and will want the divine Redeemer's love to take hold of him, that his mercy will also include him in the circle of the redeemed. He will hand over his burden of sin to him and ask for his forgiveness. And it will be granted to him. The stream of grace will never run dry, which is available to every human being, for Jesus acquired a treasure of grace for humanity through his agonizing death on the cross. And he paid with his blood the purchase price for all souls who once voluntarily followed the adversary into the abyss and were there for his share. And this means that the human being should only take refuge under the cross of his own free will and ask Jesus for forgiveness of his guilt and for help against the adversary. And the latter has now lost his right to that person because his guilt has been redeemed, because Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for all souls which long to return to him again and were held captive by the adversary until his death on the cross. Then the adversary's power was broken, but only ever for those people who wanted to escape from him and called upon him for help. It was an exceedingly great work of love. But love was in the man Jesus, and this love was I myself. Time and again I try to make this great work of mercy understandable to you humans, and time and again I myself enlighten you about the correlations, about the occasion of Jesus' descent, about his earthly life and about your former grave sin of apostasy from me. Only when you know about the great guilt of sin you are burdened with as earthly people can you also understand the mission of the man Jesus, and only then can you consciously take a stand on the act of salvation as well as on himself, who sheltered me in all fullness within himself. You must also know about my fundamental nature, which you may not imagine as a limited form, and you must know that this very nature chose a form for itself and completely fulfilled it. That therefore the man Jesus was this form and that the whole fullness of the deity was in him. And when you understand this, then you also understand that and why you must acknowledge him as Redeemer of the world. Only then will you understand the greatness of his sacrifice, that he walked the path of suffering as a human being and suffered death on the cross as a human being. And then you will also glow with love for him, You will give yourselves to him and want to belong to him for time and eternity. And you will learn to understand the depth of his work of mercy more and more, the more love flares up in you too. And then you can also be certain of the forgiveness of all guilt, for this is why he died as a human being on the cross, so that all guilt was redeemed. That all people find redemption who want redemption themselves and ask him for it. Amen.